is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning. It is on the clock and it's Friday, 24th of March, 2023. And on the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today is Friday. That means it's sports day. That means Eric Soy III is here. Of course, you know, Aaron Green is on Zoom live. And of course, in studio, we have Sheldon Longley, who will be joining us to be the co-host here live. And we'll have our special guest, who will be Gilbert Williams. And Gilbert Williams is a representative from the Special Olympics. But Aaron is going to go in detail on all of that. And of course, at the beginning of all the shows, while Aaron is home convalescing, we have her give her, housekeeping type things. So, Aaron, are you there?
Good yawning this morning. Look here, I almost jumped the gun and introduced my own show, but I know it's Crypto Trials weekend, and we're not having any jumping of the gun this weekend. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning
to my guest, Mr. Williams. Good morning, Mr. Longley. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm pretty good. Glad to be on.
Good. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. How you do?
Hi, right here, man. Can't complain. What's up?
Everything's good.
Morning, so Bahamas.
Listen, guys, I'm going for my sprint trial, do this housekeeping. Then we're going to start with Mr. Sawyer, a little bit of NBA news, because he has another event he has to attend this morning. Then we're going to transition to Mr. Gilbert Williams, and then we're going to move on to Sheldon Longley, and hopefully I can get some local sports in between. This is how you do the radio relay. You got to put your team together and coordinate it. So let's start the first leg of this race. Happy birthday to Priscilla Rollins. I want the whole of the Bahamas to join me in wishing
Independence morning.
Like a baby.
Morning. Anyway, thank you, Bahamas, for bearing with us as we pay a little tribute to Priscilla Rollins, one of the women I expect to be honored and certainly nominated for nomination for 50 women for the 50th independence. Priscilla was instrumental in shaping and holding together the culture, right? As we shifted from a sort of plantation living to independence. And so we remember Priscilla Rollins, and she ain't gone nowhere, but like me, she can't gallivant like she used to. So if you find her, remember to tell her happy, happy birthday. And she's always in our thoughts. All right. A couple of things happening.
Always.
Absolutely. She's a part of the fabric of our life, of Bahamian culture. And although we sort of make fun of that song, now we're making fun of ourselves. We're making fun of ourselves because we now realize how important the song is. Anyway, plenty of big things happening this weekend. Remember, tonight, Bahama, 6:30, the 1973 Masterclass Series, The Life and Legacy of Sir Lyndon Penland. At the university, at the library, at the Harry Seymour Library, there's going to be a talk tonight by Rise Bahamas, same time, 6 p.m. For all of my cosplay and anime fans, check out the social media pages for the Geek Out. They have a couple of events lined up for this weekend. I think it's their monthly series of events. Also, Abilities Unlimited says, listen, come down to number 24 Dolphin Drive and visit their showroom. All ceramic products are handmade by people with disabilities. So go check out Abilities Unlimited. Okay, now, Ponciana Paper Press is excited to announce its first exhibition in collaboration with Equality Bahamas, titled Brassy, Biggity, and Bold, taking place on Sunday, March the 26th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Ponciana Paper Press. That's number 12 Parkgate Road. Featuring signs and t-shirts from the International Women's Day March, organized by Equality Bahamas, Earth Month. Signs, t-shirts, and tea towels will be available for sale, with proceeds going to support Equality Bahamas and Ponciana Paper Press programming. At noon and at 2 p.m. on Sunday, there will be silkscreen printing sessions, so you can print your own design. Bring a shirt or tote bag to print on, and $15 for a fun experience. Now, I've got two participants from the last event that we did. Ladies, your t-shirts are waiting for you to collect from Ponciana Paper Press. I don't have your last names. I just know Jackie and Debbie, I think your sisters, want to say thank you for coming out to support the march by making t-shirts. But you can come and pick up your t-shirts on Sunday or at any time, call Ponciana Paper Press. Listen, I'm training for these relays. I think I got my sprints down. We got to speed off to NBA news. Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
What's happening with Buddy?
Buddy was just on the bench. I mean, he's having a good time. Somebody said something. Maybe it was a fan. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was an old college teammate, because it didn't look too, you know, malicious. Yeah. And he flipped a bird, you know, nothing major. $25,000. Small money, you know, because it wasn't a malicious gesture. He didn't look at anybody's face, wasn't made up or nothing. He just did it slick, slick, just pop. Hey, buddy, I see you. Pop. Real slick. And yeah, so they gave him a little fine. They say, hey, man, you know, they could see you, you know, they could see you.
Right. This is it. The article I read suggested that if the camera hadn't picked it up, he would have been fine. Not fine.
Yeah, man, you know, but you know, he has to realize that he is an upcoming NBA superstar. Right now, he's a star. You know, he's going to be a superstar in short order. And little things like that, what you have to do when you know you home, or, you know, when you're with your boys in Freeport and you're all chilling in the backyard.
Hey, Eric.
Anymore in public.
Don't forget who Buddy then was playing. They was playing the Hornets. I believe that was a little friendly gesture, just a guy, just to say hello, man. Hi, Kai.
Yeah, man, probably that.
That's all it was.
Yeah, man, that's a boy. You know what I mean?
So, absolutely.
Aaron, didn't we have a prime minister that did a bird too?
There you go.
We did. Yeah. Mr. Neary, we did.
You just followed in the PM footsteps, that's all.
There was no fine, yeah.
None at all.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I appreciate that this is probably just friendly back and forth between Biden on the court, because they have an Biden type of game. But I need to remind Buddy that I know 17 Grammys right now that could have split that $25,000 and turned it into a million.
That was a costly gesture.
Yeah.
Right.
And he did it.
That's $25,000 he could have given to Carifta.
Yeah, he did it three times, so that's about $9,000 a flip, you know?
That's what happened. Yeah. Well, you could see me here, a small, not even lapse in judgment, but a small lapse in motion and attention caused me to break my foot. Dear Buddy, be careful out there. Plus, in that game, that's the game they lost against the Hornets, right? Well, yeah. Look here. Our guy, Kai Jones, is back on the court. He's getting minutes. He had 16 minutes this game. He only scored 2 points, but what the 2 points it was. Jones had a slam dunk at the 10-minute and 32-second mark. to tie the game. Oh, well, 10-32 to tie the game at 90 points. Heald tied a team high 20 points in the loss. Listen, Buddy Heald performed really well in that game. 20 points, 7-18 from the field, 4-12 from three-point range, 4 rebounds and an assist across 32 minutes. But I think Kai Jones's performance, he outplayed Buddy, considering he's just getting back on the court from the G League. What do you think? You think Kai is back, is back on the court sustainably?
But I like how he's getting the minutes now, and the production will definitely come in time. Right now, he's not the focal point of the team. You know, the Hornets, they run a wing-oriented offense, you know, for people like Terry Rozier and Kelly Oubre to experience success. It's not really post-oriented or post-centered, you know. So Kai might not be in the right system for his talents right now. You know, he had another ferocious dunk last night. He's very athletic, you know. And,
what I just going to say, they played the Pelicans last night. They lost.
Yeah. You saw the dunk he had last night?
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah.
Ferocious
dunk. You know, so I think he needs to get in a system that's more suited for his talents, and he's going to experience success.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. If he goes to a team like the Lakers, if he goes to a team like the Suns, per se, you know, he can clean up on the back end with DeAndre.
Yeah.
Maybe even the Kings.
Yeah, and he needs a pass for his point guard. You know, right now he has a scoring type of point guard in Terry Rozier. You know, LaMelo been injured for most of the year. You know, so that doesn't help his game at all.
Yeah, I even forget about LaMelo.
Yeah, so if he gets an assistant with a pass-first point guard who could find him on the wing in transition, you know, and who could feed him in the lane, let him go to work, I think his game is really going to take off.
Right. Yeah.
Listen,
he need a little bit of grits, though. He's small boy.
But he looks more on TV, but you see him in place. He got some muscle on him, you know. He'd be in the gym.
Yeah. You know? But compared to like an 80 down in the post, man, you know, he's lunch meat.
Yeah. He reminds me a little bit of Admiral type. Remember David Robinson from back in the day?
Yeah.
He reminds me a little bit of him. You know.
But David at least had the guns. He had the arms at least.
Yeah, I feel
so like Aiden, Kai needs to remember that he's a big man. He needs to train his body like a big man body.
But the NBA right now is so wide open, you know, they call him wings. They don't even say small forward or power forward anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's a good two-way player. He's a good 3-and-D player. Mm-hmm. No one ever says he's a good power forward. He's a good small forward. So, the types of bodies now that you see in the NBA are more slender, athletically built, not as stocky and, you know, built for battle down in the post because the game has changed from the dumb down back to the basket. Yeah.
Which means you got to develop a short. Even the center's developing a short, so you got to develop a short at some point.
Yeah. I imagine that you're going to need awesome body control. So you're going to need to manage your power per muscle output, right? So that you can defend but still be, if I could say, like agile and avoid the foul.
Yes, indeed. And you got to be able.
So, gentlemen. Let's run through the Eastern and Western Conference standings for the week, and then we got to go look at our friend at Ole Miss and the Lady Rebels. So in the Eastern Conference,
that's my girl.
Yeah. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her.
Yolette McPhee McCowan is realizing dreams, and the rest of the college basketball landscape could certainly appreciate and marvel about. On Sunday night, the former high school and junior national team player led the Lady Rebels past the number one seeded team in the Seattle 4 region and three-time national champion, Stanford Cardinal. The region's 8th-seeded Lady Rebels outlasted the top-seeded Cardinal 54-49 on Sunday night, reaching the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Tournament for the first time in 16 years. Congratulations, Coach Yo.
Congratulations. And they play tomorrow night. They play Louisville tomorrow night. That should be a good game.
Okay. All right. And in men's basketball, in the NCAA division, Frederick King and the South Region 6th-seeded Creighton University Blue Jays will face the 15-seeded Princeton Tigers on Friday. Congratulations, Frederick King and the Blue Jays. This is a good thing.
We also, have another Bahamian who sits on the bench of the Houston Cougars, the number one seeded Houston Cougars in the Midwest region. They play Saturday.
All right.
No, they play today. They play Miami today. You know, so it's another Bahamian, and he sits on the bench. The Houston Cougars as a sports development assistant coach or something.
Okay, nice.
Which region?
That's the Midwest. That's the Midwest.
All right, so let's get back.
They're the number one seed as well, so they should do pretty well.
Yeah, man. Not much I know.
Absolutely. We got to get into some March Madness talk next week, gentlemen. We've not finished with our NCAA talk yet either. Bahamian athletes are all over the place. So in the Eastern Conference in the NBA, the Bucks are holding first space with 52-20 games. Celtics in second, 76ers hold third, Cavaliers hold fourth, Heat in seventh place, Pacers at 11, and Hornets at 14. Are the Pacers out of the playoffs yet?
Yes.
I don't think so. They close. It's close. If you look at the distance between them and the 10th seed in the East, it's still pretty close. So if they get hot in the last 2 weeks of the season, they could make a run.
All right.
Yeah, they could make a run, but I mean, you can't be losing to teams like the Hornets.
Well, that is true. That is true. That's a bad loss for them.
Yeah, it's a bad loss, man. Yeah. That's a game you can make up. Come on.
I agree.
They should have been counting on that one. In the Western Conference.
Go on.
I just can say, in the Western Conference, Nuggets, first place, Grizzlies, second. Third place, Kings. Fourth place, Suns. Kings and Grizzlies trade places. Fifth place, Clippers. Sixth place, Warriors. 10th place, Lakers. Suns in fourth place. Are they going to maintain that high positioning all the way into the playoffs?
They can end up around fourth. Third or fourth.
Okay.
There's only 2 weeks left in the season.
They might even slip the fifth. No KD for the rest of the season. So we'll see.
They have to be careful because it's very close between fourth and like 10th. So they got to be careful not to slip into the play-in.
You know? Yeah, Clippers and Warriors.
At least four more games.
Okay. Because Clippers and Warriors are 38-35. Clippers 38-35, Warriors 38-36. Lakers in 10th spot are only 36-37. So you're right.
Lakers look good without LeBron, you know. But Lakers actually playing good team ball without the headache of having to, you know, deal with LeBron on the court. Because LeBron is indeed a mega superstar. So, you know, it's nice. It's nice to see them play team ball. Austin Reeves looked good the other night.
He stepped up big time. Yeah, they had some players step up big time. Austin Reeves, Schroeder is playing better. AD is doing his thing.
Yeah.
You know, they should be in the play-in. I don't think they will get above six, but they should be in the play-in. And once they get in the play-in and they win that game to get in the playoffs, they're going to be a tough out for any opponent.
Absolutely. So once again, to Buddy, to Kai, and to DeAndre, and to all the professional athletes.
Yeah, they can be a tough one regardless. Mm-hmm. But guys, I got to go.
Say that again?
I got to.
You got to dip out. Yeah, that's what I figured. Get to work, Mr. Sawyer. Get to work. You think you can beat me in this sprint, but I can stay here and finish this game.
All right, bro.
Don't watch nothing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, sir. Good morning.
Right here. You're still there live, Aaron. Go ahead.
Okay, great.
I have to go.
Take care, Aaron. Be safe.
Absolutely. All right, Aaron.
Dipping out, in and out.
Talk to you later, bro.
Absolutely. Plus, we got to move on to the second leg of, the third leg of this relay right now. I'd love to bring into the conversation Mr. Gilbert Williams, a representative from Special Olympics Bahamas. Good morning, Mr. Williams.
Good morning. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Sheldon Longley. And good morning, Bahamas.
How are you?
Good morning, Gilbert.
I am great. I am doing just fine, other than this sinus trying to take over this morning. But other than that, I'm doing fine.
Well, listen, I'm glad I played that song, Bush Medicine, by Ed Moxie, to open up the show. There's always great options for not treatment, but conditioning your body. Time is an upper respiratory conditioner. And so if you're experiencing sinus issues, talk to your doctor about whether you can drink thyme tea to help bring relief for your sinus issues.
Okay.
Absolutely. But listen, Special Olympics Bahamas is going to be participating in CARIFTA this year.
Really?
Will you also be attending the CARIFTA trials?
No, we're not going to be participating in the CARIFTA trials because we're not actually trying out for any competition as such, as far as CARIFTA is concerned. But we are going to be participating in what I call a couple of showcase events at this year's CARIFTA Games, as you mentioned. It's going to be the 100 meters and the 200 meters. And our events will run just before the finals of those two events. On Saturday around 6 p.m., we're going to be participating in the 100 meters. And we have right now 7 athletes registered to participate in the event. We have 2 athletes coming out of Grand Bahama. We got a young lady coming out of Abaco who will be right there in the mix. And we have 4 athletes here from New Providence. So all of those will be participating in both the 100 and 200 meter events come CARIFTA.
Absolutely. Now, dear Bahamas, we get a little bougie and we say, well, we only go out to see stars. We only go out to see the best. Well, let me tell y'all something. Our Special Olympians are probably performing at the same level as our other athletes. Right? They are at the top of their game and they deserve us. They deserve our presence. They deserve to be treated like the champions that they are. So those races are going to take place on Saturday at roughly 6:30 p.m.?
Right. Saturday at around 6:30. And then again on Monday, the meters, they will run at it's scheduled for 5:30 p.m. just before the finals of the 200 meters.
Right. And that is at the CARIFTA event itself, on Easter weekend in April.
Right, that's exactly correct.
Absolutely, this is awesome. So, I know that these Special Olympics World Games are June 2023. Are any of our athletes competing in Berlin 2023?
Oh yes, Special Olympics since 1979, we've been taking teams to the Special Olympics World Games. This year is no different. As you indicated, it's going to be in Berlin, Germany. The only difference this year is we are taking a much smaller delegation than we normally take. And that's partially due to funding. You know, you have to put in for these things like 2 years ahead of time. And the last World Games was in Abu Dhabi, so quite a distance away. And so those World Games that take place on the other side of the world, they become very expensive for us, especially when you're taking a team sport. But this year, yes, and the athletes that you will see at CARIFTA, 4 of those athletes will actually be participating in track and field at this year's Special Olympics World Games. So you're getting a treat when you come out to CARIFTA. The events that we will be participating in at the World Games, we're taking a 4-person track team. Each of the athletes will run 2 individual events. And then we are looking at a team relay. I think the coaches have decided on the 4x4. You know, this country is known for producing quarter milers and in Special Olympics, that is Special Olympics Bahamas, that is no different. In fact, at the CARIFTA Games, you will get to see one of the athletes you will get to see is the king, Daron Forbes. He is the self-proclaimed king of the 400 meters. And just to let you know, he won a gold medal at the 400 meters in Abu Dhabi. He won a gold medal in the 400 meters last year at the USA Games. And he says to me, Coach, I am going for my 3rd gold medal. And I believe he can do it. He's not been beaten locally in probably like 5-6 years. And so he's going to try and keep his international record intact. And I like what you said earlier, Aaron, and you are quite right. Our Special Olympics athletes, in their world, they are on par with our elite athletes at the Special Olympics World Games level. This is the highest level of competition in Special Olympics, and our athletes are there representing, and they're not just there for the experience or the exposure. They're there and they're bringing home medals. They recognition, not just for themselves, not just for the organization, but for the Bahamas. Yes. And so they are certainly doing what they are supposed to be doing. In addition to the track, we have one swimmer, female swimmer, that will also be traveling to the games. And then we have two bowlers that will be representing the Bahamas. So very small team, but it's a powerful team, we believe. And we believe they're going to represent just as well as our previous athletes have done.
Absolutely. So tell us, first of all, how can we contact you and or Special Olympics Bahamas? And secondly, what do you need from us, the Bahamian people, to support the work and efforts of these world-class athletes?
Okay, great, great questions. I'll answer the second one first. At Special Olympics Bahamas, we are always in need of funding. I think most sporting organizations would experience that. But we have a few individuals and some really good corporate sponsors that step up to the plate, support Special Olympics Bahamas. But we believe there's a whole lot more support waiting out there. Just waiting to tap into the Special Olympics Bahamas. And so we're always appealing for funding from the general public. And like we say, and we really mean it, no donation is too small. Certainly none is too large. But just the example I like to give is, you know, our athletes need proper hydration while they're training. And, you know, a case of water, $9. So when you have your $10 and you say, man, you know, I that's too small to give. No, it's not too small to give. We accept all donations. But certainly to keep representing the country at the level that we do need those larger donations to come in. And so we're appealing to particularly corporate Bahamas to get on board. This Charifta Games is great for us in so many different ways. And one way is that past sponsors, current sponsors, potential sponsors will now get an opportunity to see locally just how their money is being spent, what their money is going towards. And when they see our athletes on the track performing, I am hoping that that inspires a number of corporate citizens to come on board and say, listen, we have to do more for these athletes to continue to keep them performing at this level. So funding is one, and volunteers. We are always looking for volunteers. We can never have too many volunteers. There's a whole lot of work to be done in the background. And so whatever your skill sets are, whether it be sports, whether it be administrative, we are always looking for volunteers. To contact us, you can contact us 359-3558. That's 359-3558, or at 477-0304. That's 477-0304. You can also email us info@specialolympicsbahamas.org. That's info@specialolympicsbahamas.org. And we will be more than happy to put you to work as a volunteer, get you signed up, get you trained. And certainly we would be more than happy to accept your donations.
Absolutely. Now, do you take volunteers who are minors from community or from NGOs, community organizations or school groups?
Yes. In fact, Special Olympics Bahamas, I believe, is one of the prime organizations in terms of community service for high school students. Particularly, we've been getting a lot of requests recently So students are coming out, they're assisting. Obviously, temporarily, they're putting in their hours, getting their community service, enjoying themselves. And our hope is that those persons who come out, get their community service hours, try to encourage them to think about coming back as full-time volunteers. You know, but obviously the schooling takes precedence over everything at this time. And yes, we're open. We have some of the service clubs that from time to time step up and come out and volunteer as a group. So anyone out there, any group, any individual, there's opportunities for volunteering at Special Olympics Bahamas.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Now, last question before we hit the last leg of this relay. The Grifter weekend, the 8th and to 10th of April, Easter weekend, we got to be at that stadium Saturday, 6:30 p.m. roughly, Monday, 5:30 p.m. roughly, for the 100 and the 200 respectively. Now, for your athletes, is there something special they like to see or hear at the track when they're competing? Do they have a team Special Olympics Bahamas song, a favorite Bahamian song that they like to hear played? Do they have a favorite Bahamian artist that they have to control and Goosey to come out there and be near the track when they are performing?
Well, you know, just like everyone else, our athletes are individuals. And I can tell you, they all like Jonkono music. I can tell you that. But, you know, just like all other Bahamians, some going to say Valley, some going to say Saxon, some going to say Roots, but Jonkono music. And, you know, we also have, and I have to plug this in there, courtesy of Dr. Dawn DeVoe, Special Olympics Bahamas was also given 20 tickets for each of the three nights, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, to come out and watch the athletes perform. And so we're going to have a cheering section. And one thing I can tell you, Aaron, we're not only going to be seen by our athletes on the track. That 20-member strong support group, you're going to hear us. You are going to hear us. You're going to know where we are in the stands, and you're going to know where we are on the track. So look out, join in, and just cheer as loud as you can for our athletes. They love the attention. They love the recognition. And this really is a warm-up for them for the World Games, because when they get to World Games and they look around, you're talking 20, 25,000 people, in some cases, in the stands, cheering athletes on. And so, you know, this is a warm-up for that. So they're going to be ready, and they're going to be looking out for that.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to send a little shout-out. I need some musicians or some sound engineers to be at Grifter, so that we could capture the sound of the Bahamas cheering them on. So when they go to Berlin in the World Cup, I know we got some Bahamians living. We got some Bahamians living in Germany, right? So when the Bahamian diaspora come out, we could play the big track and they could hear the whole Bahamas cheering them on. Mr. Williams, that
sounds good. In fact, we have one of our athletes, one of the bowlers, that will be going to Germany. He has a sister that lives in Berlin. And she will definitely be at the games, her and her son, cheering on all of our Bahamian athletes.
You guys are going to have a good time. And if they're in your care, Mr. Williams, we know they're going to get there. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning to bring Special Olympics Bahamas to the rest of the Bahamas. Thank you so much, sir. Now, you can stay.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for inviting us, and thank you for having us. This is certainly a big push for us. You're one of the persons that certainly have the reach. And by inviting us to your show, we certainly get the exposure that we're looking for. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, don't go anywhere, because in the next leg of this relay, Sheldon Longley is going to bring us news on the road to Grifter with this weekend's national track and Grifter trials. The first time we combine both of these events. Producer, I think it's time for a break.
Yes, it's time for a break. So we're going to take a short break now, Aaron, and we're going to be right back to speak to Sheldon Longley on the other side. Absolutely. On the clock with Aaron Green.
July, August, September.
Bendy, what on earth are you doing now with all those red X's on the calendar?
I verified in person for my NIB pension today, so I'm crossing out all the months until I have to verify again.
Oh, yeah. By law, we are required to verify twice a year, in our birth months and then again 6 months later. It's important so we can continue to receive our benefit payments.
Yes, the friendly lady at NIB reminded me that the verification forms are available online at select retail locations and that you don't even have to verify in person. Once a sanctioned authority certifies your form, it can be emailed to verification@nib-bahamas.com or placed in the Dropbox at any NIB location.
NIB is making everything so convenient. The verification process is simple, and it's all outlined on NIB's website and social media pages. At NIB, they're making it easier for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Take me home, take me home now. Take me home, take me home now. Take me home, take me home, take me home. Take me home, take me home.
And welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Aaron, are you there? I guess that voiceover just went right over me. Aaron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
I started the show like 3 minutes ago and didn't realize that the music was playing.
Listen, I'm be playing Take Me Home by Priscilla Rollins in honor of her birthday today, Mr. Newry.
Yes, but go ahead. Continue with the interview because I know Sheldon is here.
Yes, absolutely. We're on. What we think may be the last leg of this relay. Good morning, Mr. Longley.
Good morning. And I love your choice of music just now, man. Take me on, because I'm about to career the trials this weekend. I'm taking the show home. This is it, the last leg.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Tell us what we got in store this weekend, what we have to prepare for, what you need from us, the Bahamian people, because these athletes have done their part.
I just need the Bahamian people to come out and support these young people. I mean, this is going to be so exciting. This will probably be one of the most competitive Carifta trials we've ever had. Everybody battling to make this Carifta team, because it's going to be here in Nassau. Starts this Saturday at 9 o'clock. Each session of Carifta trials starts at 9 o'clock. It's going to be Sunday again at 9 o'clock. Monday morning again at 9 o'clock. They have two sessions each day. The second session is going to start like around 3, 4 o'clock. Like I said, anybody who's as far as a junior athlete, high school athletes, collegiate athletes, those who are out of school are still eligible for Carifta. Everybody's going to be battling for these sports. It's going to be very, very competitive. In terms of the prices are $10 for students, $10 for adults. You have 3-day passes for $25. So you definitely want to be out this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That $25 3-day pass looks exciting. I want to say to people like Carlos Reed, who's always been there for the young people, we need people to also be prepared to sponsor some young people. Go in to find these inner city groups, NGOs, go talk to Scrooge, find out if there are groups of young people that want to go out to Carifta to see what other young people are doing, but don't necessarily have the l'argent, the money, the paper. Let's figure out how we could also support young people getting out to this event.
Yes, funding is always needed. I mean, when you look at these kids, a lot of them, they don't have the proper running shoes. You know, a lot of the proper equipment for the throws and the jumps are not there. You know, the people, they always need money. You know, anytime you go by the track, you see at least 200 to 300 athletes working out and competing and training every day. You know, track and field is growing in this country. It's getting even better. The times that these athletes are laying down are just fantastic. The distances,
Corey Currington. Maycock has an excellent program over there at Blue Chip Athletics. That was the latest story in The Guardian this morning. He has about 8 or 9 qualifiers for the crew of the team already. In total, there are probably about 40 qualifiers for the team so far. And I expect probably another 40 this weekend. It's going to be completely exciting. You don't want to miss it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Lonnie Duncombe from Grand Bahama. Who is this spectacular young athlete? Now, I heard he just missed qualifying for the swim Charifta. He's already qualified for triathlon in Charifta. And he's coming down this weekend to qualify for track and field Charifta. Where did Lonnie spring up from?
I'm not familiar with the name, but I tell you one thing. If he is able to do it, it'll be quite an accomplishment. It'll be historic. I don't know if we've ever had anybody qualify for all three in a single year. To qualify for Charifta swimming, Charifta track and field, and Charifta triathlon in a single year. I know we had a couple of athletes before did it for swimming and track and field, but to do it for the three, that would be completely historic. So, I wish him well.
He came close. He missed the swimming, but I'm sure by next year.
He missed the swimming. Okay.
Yeah, by next year, he's going to get it down because, listen, he emerged as the overall male winner in the Powerade, the Bark Powerade Pot Cake Man triathlon earlier this month, right? Mm-hmm. With a time of 1:04:38, which is just fantastic. Then, in Grand Bahama, he was the only competitor in his category, but he clinched the junior champion crown with his time, and I think qualified for the Bahama Games. And now he's coming here this weekend to qualify in track. This young man, I just want to give him a shout out because he is pushing it. No barriers can stop him.
Exceptional. He says that he'll be good for the distance program. We're always in need of more distance athletes in track and field. Our sprint program has taken off in the past couple of years. So the throwing program has always been good, and it's gotten even better according to Makeup, like I said. But the distance program has lagged behind a bit. So if we could get more athletes to focus more on the 800 and the 1500 and those longer distance events, we could have a complete team. We could give Jamaica even more trouble at Charifta.
Well, listen, do y'all have a problem with coaches, discipline coaches snatching athletes from other disciplines? Like a young athlete like Terrell McCoy or Lonnie Duncombe, are they under a lot of pressure to focus on one particular discipline? And are they being, scouted by other disciplines?
I don't think it's a major problem in our system. I think as athletes get older, they tend to specialize. When they're young, we want them to just focus on whatever they could do. Whatever talents they have, we allow them to show it. If they're good in basketball, and the person of Terrell McCoy, she competed on the junior national team in basketball, and she's also on the Charifta team. So do as much events as you can. As they get older, and they tend to specialize more. Probably when she gets into college, she'll focus either more on basketball or track and field, whatever she feels so she can make a better career out of for herself.
Absolutely. Because we know Stevie Gardner is a 400 runner, but he's been back in competition and won the men's 300 meters on Friday at the 2023 World Athletic Continental Tour. And our sister, Shawnee Webo, we know her for the 4, but she says, hey, I'm back at the 2. I'm going back at the 2 and putting the 4 down for a moment. Now, are there any special things happening at this weekend's trials that we need to be there to witness?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, this is the first time they're combining the high school nationals and the trials. So that in itself is going to bring an added component to the trials. We're going to have probably in excess of 500 athletes competing. What we've done this year, we've created an under-14 division. I know we've created a little bit of an uproar, but I think it was necessary because with the event being combined with the Charifta trials, a 14-year-old could qualify for Charifta. So if we had left the divisions it was with under-15 and under-17, what would have happened was those 14-year-olds would have been competing under-15, and then we wouldn't have had those head-to-head matches with under-17. Charifta trials are important because you might have some athletes who qualified for Charifta previously, right? But the head-to-head competition is always the final determining factor. Because let's say you have two athletes who are on qualifying times before the period, And then they choose not to run at the trials. And then you have two other athletes who come at the trials to run curve to qualifying times. Those other athletes are going to be given preference when it comes to picking the team. So that's why
the
this
ones
is,
who ran at the trials.
Exactly. So that's why this weekend is so important. And that's why the division had to be amended to under 14 as opposed to under 15 to allow those 14-year-olds to compete for curve to qualifying spots.
Now, and Sheldon, now I understand with a greater degree of clarity Pauline Davis's critique of the number of events on the road to the trials, right? Why not, you know, reduce the number of club meets to qualify, because ultimately you want to be in the last trial. At the end of the day, that's where you want to compete and where you want to have your best performance.
But it's up to the coaches of these athletes, their personal coaches and their club coaches to determine what events they're going to allow them to compete in. I like the idea of a lot of events happening. You know, as a coach, you have to look at your athlete and say, look, I don't want you running five races before the actual trials. You know, I think three is enough. So you can pick your poison, pick your meets. You know, but if you have, every club has a meet, right? Well, not every club, but most of the established clubs have a meet. And then you have the BAISS school meet, you have the GSSSA school meet. So some athletes could end up running like between five, six, seven events before the crypto trials itself. But as a coach, you can make the determination of what events you want your athletes to run. So it's not mandatory that they run in every meet. You know, you just have to look at it before the season starts and determine which event you want them to run in.
Right. And there is a lot of value to having the multiple meets. You want to ensure that your athletes are hitting the highest performance level, you know? You want to see where they need improvements. You want opportunities to see them compete.
Yes, it's a good gauge for athletes. And it also brings more money into the sport. You know, the more meets you have, the more money coming in. And that's always a blessing. You know, track and field is in need of more funding. You know, so I support the more meets. But like I said, it's just up to the coaches to make the determination which meets you want your athlete in.
Absolutely. Now, tell us, how can we contact the BAAAs if we want to lend our support or volunteer for this weekend's event?
Well, we have an open line, you know, 325-4433. That's the office number. You could send an email to info@bahamastrackandfield.org. You can reach out to any one of the executive members. That's the president, Mr. Jamaica Watcher, the first vice president, Mr. Foster Dawson, second vice president, John Ingram, vice president of PR and marketing. That's myself, Sheldon Longley. I'm here at the Guardian. You can reach me anytime. Vice President of Technical Operations, Mr. Tito Moss. Vice President of Business Operations, Mr. Ferez Cooper in Freeport, Grand Bahama. You know, I have our Council Chairman, Mr. Jason Edwards, our CEO, Maybelline Miller, Deputy CEO, Laura Pratt-Charlton. It's many of us. You know, so you can reach out to any of us at any time. You could call us at the office. You could call the BAAA line at the office, 325-4433. Or you can send an email to info@bahamastrackandfield.org. We're always willing to access, always welcoming funds coming into the association.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Longley. Now, I know yours was my last run out. I mean, run. But I got one last run to go. Just to close off the show, dear local athletes, we haven't forgotten you. First of all, I want to say this article, New Providence Council raises issues ahead of Bahama Games. Dear Bahamas, read that article. Another article, Minister confident work will be completed for CARIFTA. This is an important article because now you have to ensure that you have mobility access for disabled people, including myself. If I got to get there, I may need a wheelchair. So we got to do it. But also, listen, the YWCA, the Young Women's Christian Association, did you know that they have regular chess classes for people 8 to 100 years old on Dolphin Drive, 3 to 4:30? But do me a favor, call the YWCA Activity Hall for details. But listen, on their team, they've got Rosalie Fox, and they've got Antoinette Seymour. She is the first and only female national champ. She's a chess Olympia title holder. She's the youngest COB graduate ever and COB's first archivist. And she's also a part of their team. The 2023 Scholastic Chess Team Championship is happening this Saturday. The tournament is being hosted by Queens College in the Q Cafe on Village Road. Online registration is open. You can also register on site. Remember, I think it's today, March 24th. Tomorrow, Trinidad and Tobago, our national soccer team, 4 p.m., Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. That's got to be today, hey, gentlemen. Anyway, we playing Team Trinidad.
Yes, that's 4 p.m. Awesome. Today.
That's 4 p.m. today.
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't know that was a question. I thought it was a statement. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's, my bad.
That's the 3 hours have to be on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday because with the soccer match today, that was booked from last year, CONCACAF Nations League match between Bahamas and Trinidad and Tobago. Should be exciting.
Absolutely. It should be very, very exciting. And the Wente Ford Sports Foundation is launched in honor of Percival Wente Ford, who played with the Braves in Major League Baseball. And he was also on our first national, I think he was on our national cricket team. And the foundation is going to accept in its first cohort 50 student athletes. We say thank you to the family of Wente Fords for founding this foundation. Again, congratulations to Coach Yo. And then let's say congratulations to Stevie Gardner, Megan Moore, Stephen Parkinson, Joel Johnson, and Thaya Charlton, who is just doing big things on the track. Congratulations to all of these athletes. Gentlemen, as a woman and I could run out, but that's the last leg of my relay. Thank you for joining, Sheldon. Thank you for coming in and sharing with us how we can support all of these young athletes. Because they're doing their part. It's time for us to do ours.
You're welcome anytime.
Mr. Nuri, hey. Mr. Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I'm looking forward to being back again sometime soon.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the chosen ones is the Junkanoo group, the B group or C group that included people with disabilities at Junkanoo this year. You guys link up with them.
Yes, yes. And we had a couple of our athletes participating in that as well, and they thoroughly enjoyed themselves.
Awesome. So we're going to have Junkanoo at Carifta. This is what I hope. No you guys problem. Have a wonderful weekend. Pray for me because I have the spirit of gallivanting and running track in me today. I got to stay home. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Newton.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
Take care and take care.
I want to go back to those beautiful islands. I want to be free.